This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. This week, HBO will be releasing The Wizard of Lies, the Bernie Madoff story starring Robert De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer. Joining me to give me an in-depth on Bernie Madoff and his crimes is professor and nationally recognized expert in scams, Steve Wiseman. Thanks for joining me, Steve.
My pleasure.
Could you tell me a little bit about Bernie Madoff?
Bernie Madoff is, in many ways, a very unique scammer, and in many other ways, he's just the long line, really the most recent one in a long line of scammers. Madoff had a very, very good reputation as far as investments and investing went. Had his own company. Unfortunately, what happened, he turned that company into a Ponzi scheme. Ponzi scheme goes back to the early days of the 20th century in Boston. There was a guy named Charles Ponzi. And Ponzi was promising people 50% returns on their investments in a period of 3 months. And it was tremendous, and people just kept pouring money into his particular investment scheme. Well, it turns out there was really nothing to his investment scheme, and what he was doing was simple and elegant. He would take the money from newer investors and use those to pay the earlier investors. And in this way, it made it appear like it was a legitimate investment. And this is something that Bernie Madoff did as well. So he followed a long line of scammers who have used this, along with there were certain other aspects of his scam that made his victims vulnerable as well.
You know, I've always been a little bit confused about that because, you know, it sounds like he's robbing Peter to pay Paul, but how did he make money, Bernie himself?
He just used it. In other words, generally speaking, the Ponzi scammers, it's like the bank. If everybody took their money out at the same time, there would be a problem because the banks are lending out money. And the same thing with the Ponzi schemer. He encourages people to leave their investments in there to just keep earning what appear to be terrific returns. Although that was an interesting thing with Madoff. Madoff did not promise these pie-in-the-sky unusual returns, but what he promised and what he supposedly gave was consistent returns. He never lost money for his clients, and so people who may have even thought that they were conservative investors were investing with him, when in fact there was no great scheme other than to steal their money. And what brought down Madoff was the times. It was in 2008, and the economy was not doing well, and people were looking to cash out investments, and too many of his investors were trying to cash them out, and he didn't have the money to pay them. He had used the money for some of it to pay back, to pay people who would cash out, but much of it used for his own lavish lifestyle.
Do you think that his Ponzi scheme kind of helped in the financial crisis of 2008?
I think it was, you know, there were bigger factors than Madoff, as large as his was, and the primary thing was really what should have put more people in prison but didn't, was abuse of the subprime mortgage bonds, where people were loaned money for mortgages that shouldn't have actually qualified. These were turned into bonds and sold to a public by people who put these bonds together knowing they were not going to be good. But Madoff was more a side effect of 2008 than a real creator of the problem.
Do you think if the financial crisis never happened, would he still be doing it today?
Yeah, he very well may possibly have done it, because it takes some kind of major event like that for a Ponzi scam to fall or the public to become aware. What was interesting with Charles Ponzi, Ponzi was taking advantage, he said, of leveraging of the values of currency between the United States and Britain, and using this to purchase particular types of stamps that were used in business transactions between those two countries at the time. And it was actually an expose in a local newspaper in Boston that figured out, with the number of investors that he had, that Ponzi had more of these stamps than existed in the world. And so unless someone's going to do a real investigation in it, it's always possible that the Ponzi schemer can get away with it for quite a long time.
You know, I read somewhere that Madoff actually almost got away with it, and he wanted to retire from the game altogether, and people just kept giving him money. Was that true?
Yes. I was on an episode of the Dr. Phil show as an expert on Madoff, and was there with a number of his victims. This was a few years ago, and the victims were saying Madoff didn't go looking for investors. They came to him and begged him to take their money. Madoff also, and there were some telltale signs, but one of the lessons of Bernie Madoff is affinity fraud. And Madoff in particular took advantage, Madoff is Jewish, and he took advantage of Jewish charities and many Jewish people who trusted him because he was Jewish. And this is something with affinity fraud. There are African Americans who get taken advantage of by African American scammers because they're trusted. In Boston, there was a notorious scammer, Ponzi scammer named Blight, Brad Blight. He took advantage of, he was a Mason, and he took advantage of fellow Masons. So very often, one of the lessons of Bernie Madoff is, it's my motto, trust me, you can't trust anyone. And people that you're most likely to trust are the people with really who you have to be the most careful about when making your investment.
You know, the people who were victims of Madoff, did they ever get their money back?
You know, the good thing is, yes, many of them got a lot of the money back. They weren't fully reimbursed, but they did not take the full bath that they initially looked at. And this was done through a trustee in bankruptcy for Madoff, who went after banks that broke their own rules in how they should have been monitoring, investment advisors who were given money to invest on behalf of clients and paid for this, but instead of doing any research, they just turned the money over to Madoff. So there were a number of sources by which, including what they also call clawbacks. And these are some of these earlier investors who got paid amounts, but they really weren't real profits. They were the money taken from other victims. So many of the victims weren't as ruined as it initially appeared they were going to be.
You know, you trust people. Obviously, that's how he got away with a lot of this. How do you protect yourself? I mean, what type of research would you do?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of things. First of all, with Madoff, some of that research wouldn't have necessarily helped. There's an organization, FINRA, that regulates brokers and investment advisors, and you can find out there if there have been complaints against the investment advisor, if they've even been convicted of any crimes. You wouldn't have found that with Madoff. Madoff's reputation was pretty good.
Right.
One of the big telltales that I see time and time again in scams with Madoff was, when you have an investment advisor, there should also be a second entity, and what they call the broker-dealer. This is someone else who is actually the custodian of the investment. So somebody can be advising you on the investment, but a larger company would be the custodian actually holding these. And with Madoff and many of the Ponzi schemers, what they do is they act as both. They're both the investment advisor and the entity that is holding the investment. And that is a recipe for disaster.
Where can people find you at, Steve?
Best place is to go to scamicide.com, scamicide.com, where every day we have a new scam of the day dealing with the latest developments in scams, cybersecurity, and identity theft.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapain.com. That's masonverapaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.